Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. So in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about goals. One of your absolute foundations of your crochet business needs to be the goals you want to achieve. Why is this so important? Because unless you have a goal, you don't have something to keep you going when times get tough. And in any business, you will hit low points. You'll hit points where you wonder why you're doing this because things don't seem to be going right. You will hit a brick wall, and your goals are what is going to keep you going so that you know why you're doing this. And your goals will be unique to you, whether it be the money so you can leave your 9-to-5 job, whether it be just being able to afford Christmas presents for the kids, whether you just want to be able to have the money to have more time to drop your hours and not work as much. Whatever that goal is, you need to make sure it's solid and it has substance. It's got to have power to it. Ultimately, all of these things have a monetary cost. That's just the world we live in. It all comes down to money in the end. So you need to know how much money you need to make from your crochet to make your goals happen. So you need to sit down and work it out. Having a ballpark figure in mind is not going to be enough. So if you think, well, I want to take the kids to Disneyland and I need £7,000 to do it, I think, that's not going to be enough. Sit down and work it out. How much money do you need for the plane tickets? How much are the hotels going to cost? Pick out the specific hotel you want to go to. And find out what the rooms cost and work out which ones you need and write that figure down. How much do the park tickets cost? How much money do you need to feed yourself and your family for this trip away? Do you need pet care while you're away? Well, find out how much that costs and write it down. Because when we go into specifics, we get invested more. It's no longer a pipe dream. It's something that you have already invested some time in and you're going to work harder for it. So work out the absolute cost. If you want to be able to buy yourself a brand new wardrobe, a new fashion designs, whatever it is, work out how much money you need for all the pieces you want. Get a Pinterest board and pin the specific clothes that you want into that board. Write down the prices of them all and know how much you need. If your goal is to drop your 9-to-5 job, how much do you need to make that happen? Are you willing to sacrifice some of your salary in order to quit sooner? Or do you want to replace exactly what you have now? Write it down. Make sure it's the specific number. Ballpark figures are not going to work. You need to sit down, put the work in, and have that specific number. And then you know exactly what you're aiming for. Ballpark figures are pie in the sky. It's a dream. Having an absolute definite figure makes this a more tangible thing that you can reach out and touch. It's important. It's all about how it works. The way I do this for myself is Pinterest. I love Pinterest boards to be able to plan out my goals. And I've had several goals over the course of my business, and each one has had its own Pinterest board, and it's a vision board. In the olden days, you would have taken out a scrapbook and magazines and done, you know, cutting out and pasting. Pinterest works that way. So right now, my goal is around my house renovation. I'm in the middle of renovations of my entire house, which is insane. But I need to earn the money to make that happen. So my Pinterest board has the new lights that I want, the carpets I want for my rooms, the pictures that I want to hang on the walls, the mirror I want for my kitchen, the new kitchen table and chair set that I want. It has everything, down to the paint I need to buy, the new bathroom set that I want, the new couch I want for my living room, garden furniture, the lot. And it means that I can look at every single item that I want, price it up, and have that number. And sometimes that number changes. I think of something else I want to add. And so I add it to my board, and I add it to my number. And it does change my plan. I mean, not horrendously, but it does mean that I am constantly shifting that number, but I am also invested because I can see exactly what it is that I want to achieve. And that's why Pinterest is such a powerful tool for goal planning, because you can actually see it in a picture. And it allows you to really connect with it and really, you know, imagine yourself achieving that goal. So I would definitely recommend Pinterest as a way to really see what your goals are, and then you can just get a look at it, see it in pictures. Every time you hit a bit of a bump in the road and wondering if it's really worth it, you can get out your Pinterest board, scroll through it and go, yes, I really still want this. So let's get your write that number down in big, bold numbers and put it somewhere you can see, because that number is going to be your driving force. And then to get further, we need to break it down. Break that number down into a monthly, weekly, and daily money goal. So you know exactly how much money you need to make from your crochet every day, every week, every month to make this dream a reality. Now we're really getting into it. Now you can see the smaller numbers. Big numbers feel like a pipe dream, like, oh, it's big, I'm never going to get there. So if it doesn't happen, who knows? But once you start breaking a number down, it suddenly becomes more manageable. It suddenly becomes something that you could do if you really put some effort into it. And that's where the power of these numbers come in. Because suddenly it's an achievable goal that you can meet. Suddenly, you don't have the excuses of, that's a lot of money from crochet. I can try, but I'm sure I won't. But once you start breaking it down into these smaller numbers, that excuse fades away. It's suddenly achievable if you do the work. And that's the thing about any business. Any business can work if you do the work. Any business can fail if you just treat it like a hobby and optional. The question is, which camp are you going to be in? So now you've got your numbers. We need to look at how you're actually going to make them happen and how you're actually going to bring that money in. And that's where we now finally look at your crochet. What are you selling? How much profit do you need to make from each sale? Do you need to change what you're selling? If you're selling what you make and you only have 5 hours a week, is this goal achievable? Well, if you only have 5 hours a week and your goal is to make £500 a week, you've got a serious issue. Because crochet takes a lot of time. You are not going to be able to crochet something in 5 hours that you can sell for £500. You need to change your strategy. Because don't forget, selling what you make is only one way of making money from your crochet. And it's by far from the only way. It's how most of us start. But if you have some serious ambitions to make a lot of money with your crochet, selling what you make is not going to get you there. You need to look at other options. Whether that be blogging, writing your own patterns, courses that you sell online, merchandise, ad revenue from crochet videos, whatever it is, there are so many options out there. You need to decide if you're willing to put in that work to learn something new. And you can do it. It's a confidence thing. People say, I can't do that. It's purely a confidence and self-belief problem. Yes, you can, if you are willing to put the work in. And this is where it comes back to, is this a business or is this a hobby? Anybody can make a bit of extra cash on the side with their crochet. Not everyone is willing to put in the work to learn what they need to make this an actual business. Time to decide. Are your goals worth that work? Now, I have a guide on 9 different ways that you can make money from a crochet. So if you're struggling with ideas, download that. The link is in the show note. But it's there to give you some ideas on what you can do with your crochet and how you can take it to another level. Because this business can work. You can make £500 a week from your crochet, no problem. It's just going to take time and it's going to take learning. Don't let your big ambitions get in the way of your self-belief. You can get yourself there if you want. But once you've got your numbers, you are going to have a serious conversation with yourself about how you're going to meet them. And if you can make enough from your crochet to do that. Now, if your ambitions are smaller, say you only need to earn £50 a week in profit to meet your goals, and you have 5 hours a week to crochet, that's more doable. That is far more doable. And maybe you don't need to explore other options, and that's perfectly fine too. But you do need to have realistic expectations about what you can do with the So once you've had that conversation with yourself, then you need to make it happen. And that's a whole other episode. So there are more episodes coming up about the foundations that you need, including the marketing, and we'll talk more about different revenue streams and connecting with your audience and growing an audience. We are going to go through that. But your goals are the first place to start, because without them, you don't know what you need to do. You have no place to start to make that plan. As I said in an earlier episode, you need to start at the end in order to begin. You need to know what the end goal is. And that's why this work is so important. There are 3 business plans that you need for your crochet business in order to really get focused on your goals and see how they're working. I do have a training for that, and it's beneath this video. If you are serious about making your crochet business happen, then you need to have these 3 business plans in place. And doing this work about the money you need is plan number 1. It's the big picture plan. And it is vital to get you going. So if you do want to get more into that, take a look at that training. The link is in the show notes. But do this work. Get that specific number, because that specific number gets you invested and you will see just how achievable your crochet goals are. Maybe you need to change your goals for your crochet if you think it's too ambitious. And that's fine too. Having a goal isn't something that's set in stone. It's something that we need to make sure is realistic. Because if your goal is to become a crochet millionaire, that's not realistic. I'm not saying it's not possible, but it's going to be such a pie-in-the-sky idea that you're never going to be able to ground it in reality. And so it's never going to feel tangible, inspire you to do that work and make it happen. It's got to be something that you can really focus on and believe Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.